Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
The creator of The Bachelor is firing back at Kelly Ripa. We got both those stories here in a minute. But first, let's begin this hour's E! News with disgruntled Game of Thrones fans.
Some people are very disgruntled over season 8 of Game of Thrones and are demanding something be done about it. So somebody started a petition asking HBO to redo the entire season with, quote, competent writers.
That's funny.
Petition goes on to say David Benioff and D.B. Weiss have proven themselves to be woefully incompetent writers when they have no source material, i.e. the books, to fall back on.
That's a strong term, woefully incompetent.
They met with the author of the books before writing season 8.
Yeah.
And even he is saying, you know, they are on the same path that I was thinking the next book would go.
Right.
Is he writing a book?
Yes, there is another book coming.
Oh.
But he's also saying, you know, he also said he told them that years ago. And maybe he'll change his mind or there'll be more details or more to come in the book, which is always the case anyway. You know, the book is, if you were to do the entire book as a movie, it'd be a 50-hour movie, right?
Yeah, like page for page,
right.
Yeah.
And so, but he, you know, he kind of guided them and told them that, hey, this is a plausible ending. This is where I'm seeing the story go. So the petition also says the series deserves a final season that makes sense. Subvert my expectations and make it happen, HBO. The petition originally called for 150,000 signatures, but they've already passed 200,000, heading to 300,000. So
where do people want it to go?
You know, I think people are all over the board. I mean, without giving away any spoilers, I think there are certain deaths that we wish happened in a different way. Certain relationships that either fizzled or turned, or, you know, story arcs of redemption get blown up. Just not satisfying endings for certain characters that we've been waiting a really, really long time for them to get theirs.
You feel like a character is developing in a certain way and then they just don't.
Yeah.
It just falls flat and they let you down.
Right. Or you get really excited and the turn happens so quickly that it's almost not believable. It's almost like, okay, this was a horrible, horrible person. Now this person is really starting to be good. Oh my God, it's a story of redemption. And then just on a dime, it goes to crap again.
Somewhere else.
It's like, okay, what happens?
Yeah.
That is a bummer.
Huh.
I feel like you're not ever going to be able to make everyone happy in a finale anyways.
You're not.
Like, we were talking about it in our Facebook Live video. Like, how many finales do you know that people actually are like, that was perfect. That happened exactly the way it was supposed to be.
Well, without giving anything away, maybe, just maybe, the deaths that you saw happen, that you think you witnessed, didn't really happen. Maybe those stories aren't over after all. And they're going to come back in this final episode and surprise you.
And it was all a dream.
Well, maybe you're like, oh, we thought such and such moved on, but he was really there the whole time. That was part of his plan.
I don't know.
Do you think they're just over attempting to give you something that you don't see coming?
That might be part of it. And I feel like there was a rush to wrap it up. I mean, I think they could have squeezed a couple more. Even if these were the endings for these particular characters, I think we could have had a couple more episodes where we could set it up a little bit more.
Like, it didn't have to be 6 episodes. It could have been 10.
It could have been 8 or 10. Yeah.
Well, I use this example in the Facebook Live video this morning. I know that, you know, The Blacklist as an example and Game of Thrones are two completely different shows. But I would just say, as someone who watched The Blacklist and enjoyed The Blacklist very much, and there were a lot of mystery to it. There was a lot of unanswered questions. I thought after 7 or 8 seasons or however long it's been on, they did a really good job this season of answering most of those questions sufficiently and explaining it all in a way that made sense, that there was a plan from the very beginning, and they've wrapped it, most of it, up very nicely so far, and they could end it here, and it would be great. Yeah. But I just heard that yesterday they're renewing it for another season. So I'm like,
why?
Oh.
What'd they go and do that for?
This is where it's going to jump the shark. This is where they're going to screw it up. They were doing so well.
Kelly Ripa's stepped in it just a little bit. She's made it known she is not a fan of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Live with Kelly and Ryan on Tuesday, she called the shows, quote, disgusting and gross.
Which, hey, you know, everybody is entitled to their opinion, and you could argue they are sometimes. But it's also your network.
And that's the point that's being made. Host Chris Harrison tweeted, look out, hashtag Bachelor Nation. Kelly Ripa is coming after you and your disgusting Monday night habit. And then creator Mike Fleiss said, quote, easy, Kelly Ripa. The Bachelor franchise pays your salary.
Oh.
That's really funny because actually
I would be,
that show does make a lot of money. And I guarantee it makes a lot more money than Live with Kelly and Ryan.
I know, right? Yeah. That is the big question. I would like to see the numbers difference. How much more money The Bachelor makes than Kelly. Considering Kelly's on every day year round, The Bachelor has one season a year.
The salaries they're paying too for Kelly and Ryan.
Compared
to throwing $2,500 at those people.
I know.
I wonder what she's going to say back. Because you know she has to say something. She just can't sit and hang.
Can't let it lie.
No.
Yeah.
Do you think she'll offer a formal apology?
I do not.
They'll have a serious moment on the show today.
They will.
Tearful.
I didn't mean that I thought it was really that disgusting.
What I find disgusting and gross about it is
people were twisting my words.
I don't think that's going to happen. But we'll see. There's also been a lot of speculation about what's going on with Britney Spears these days. But one person who's got some inside knowledge thinks it's possible that Britney will never perform again.
That makes me sad.
That's a sad thought.
Larry Rudolph has been Britney's manager for 20 years. And he says, as a person who guides her career, from what I have gathered, it is clear to me that she should not be going back to do this Vegas residency, not in the near future and possibly never again.
Wow, why?
You know, it's so hard because it's like there's obviously some type of serious mental illness going on with Britney.
Yeah, even Kevin Federline is saying, I don't want the kids with her right now.
Right. And there's a part of me that is super curious, wanting to know what is going on, what is really happening here. And then there's a part of me that just is like, oh, let's just give her privacy.
Well, she's taking time to regroup and get her head together. Larry Rudolph says she is putting herself ahead of everyone else, and I'm proud of her for that. If she never works again, she never works again. If she comes back strong and full of desire and passion and wants to do it, that's great too. If she takes off 6 months or 6 years, it's totally fine. To me, it's about her finding her happy place. Rudolph also has a message for the Free Britney movement. He is asking for some space. Give her some space. And he also says there's no truth to the talk that Britney is being held or manipulated against her will. He says that's all BS.
Yeah. I mean, she's out and about, walking around, hanging out places without shoes on, but she's there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right. Anything else on the e-news front, guys?
No, that's it.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.